recognizing where music comes from and why we categorize things the way that we do. And yeah, I really hate genre purists for that reason. I think that genre labeling is really just a tool to help us understand the music we listen to better. And yeah, I really, if you want to call something Midwest emo, go for it. If you want to call it shoegaze, go for it. If it has elements of either, I think we can fully label it as that. You know, maybe if you were going to be picky, you could call this more on the shoegaze end. You could call it more post-hardcore. You could definitely call it grunge, but it doesn't matter. It's about how you relate to it. But anyways, up next, we're going to listen to a band called Teenage Wrist. They have an album called Chrome Neon Jesus, I believe it's from 2012 as well. We're going to listen to the song Dweeb. They're from LA. You definitely hear the emo voice that I was referring to. And they're signed to Epitaph Records.
right. That was Drown Me Out by Petty Sex Feast of Love. That is off of their, I believe, 2016 album, Feast of Love. I am just reading about them right now. They're another Run for Cover band. There's a lot of really great grunge bands, grunge gaze bands signed to Run for Cover. What did we have? We had Nothing, like I mentioned earlier, Tidal Fight, and Petty Sax. And yeah, up next, we're going to listen to some Amusement Parks on Fire. They're from Nottingham, England. This is from their debut album, 2004. Venus in Cancer, from their self-titled Amusement Parks on Fire. They're signed to Envato Records, owned by Jeff Barrow from Portishead. That was Venus in Cancer by Amusement Parks on Fire off of 2004's Amusement Parks on Fire. Apparently they were like teenagers when they made that. They're currently active still. They put out some new stuff. So we're kind of halfway through the show here. Here at CGSF, we are 100% commercial free. Instead, we feature public service announcements to support our community and provide educational resources to our listeners, which we'll listen to next.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections.
For companies around the world,
the financial risks of climate change are growing fast. As seas rise, coastal factories face a growing risk of flooding. As droughts intensify, crops could become more expensive to grow. And as storms and fires get more extreme, insurance premiums are rising.
We should be talking about climate change impacts as being business impacts.
That's Sherry Madeira of CDP, a nonprofit that helps companies worldwide measure and disclose data about their environmental impacts and risks. According to a CDP report, the roughly 4,000 large companies who disclose data to the group identified climate risks totaling more than $6 trillion.
And of course, that is shocking in terms of its size.
But she says companies can invest in solutions that reduce these risks. For example, flood-proofing buildings, relocating facilities, or planning for supply chain disruptions could make businesses less vulnerable to climate change impacts. According to the CDP report, taking these and other steps would cost about $1.4 trillion. So acting to reduce climate risks may be costly in the short term, but the long-term cost of inaction could be far greater. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Next, we're going to listen to some Great Death again. I feel like the last few weeks in a row I played something from Great Death. Last week, I talked about their album Die in Love that came out, I believe it was last October. Fantastic album. And it's the first album that they had put out since Harper, who's the lead singer, came out as a trans woman. And so what we're going to listen to is a song from before she came out. I think a lot of what Die in Love is about accepting the negative experiences that you've had and just kind of finding a way to, yeah, like, come to peace with them, but also just, like, I don't know, there was a lot of undertones related to gender euphoria and just, like, feeling comfortable in your own skin. Anyways, I'm rambling about that. It's a fantastic album, but we're going to listen to from New Hell, Circles of Hell. It's a lot grittier. These guys, I think I mentioned last week, they're from Flint, Michigan. They're signed to Death Wish, who also signed Glare, Gouge Away, Call Later. I really like Gouge Away. I saw them live last year, opening for Mannequin Pussy. New Hell's 2019 release. It's, yeah, like I said, very thematically, very grittier than Die in Love.
What would you say?
That was Greet Death with Circles of Hell off of New Hell from 2019. I was going to talk about Death Cab for Cutie up next with the song Transatlanticism from their album Transatlanticism. We're running out of time here. I had a lot more planned, but I did so much yapping, more than I expected to. But up next, I thought we'd listen to some Gleamer. They're from Colorado. We're going to listen to the song Lily off of 2015's Moving Away. I definitely think that they kind of embody both elements of emo and grunge and shoegaze all together. Just give it a listen. That was Lily by Gleamer off of 2015's Moving Away. I hope by the end of this episode you've understood what I've meant by the Midwest emo accent. I think I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I can't remember. I posted on my Instagram story if I should do the whole episode in a Midwest emo accent. I did it. Okay, I'm not going to do it again. I promised myself I was going to do it once and not again. I don't think I could do the accent the whole time. But it's a very specific accent. Anyways, we're going to throw on last few songs of the hour here. I found a band called Horse Sitter. They're from Cincinnati, Ohio. They just put out an album, Home Stretch, and we're going to listen to the song Hollow Green off of that. And also someone recommended Roseville to me. They, I believe, are, I forget where they're from, but we're going to listen to the song Palm from Something About a Fig Tree. And that was it from me today. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. I'm Lynn, and this was an hour of Midwest Emo Gazed. Stay tuned for Bitcoover at 8, hosted by Connor, our music coordinator. It's Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Thank you.
discussion.